It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on a Southern Marin 4th of July parade. It was an amateur affair in Sausalito, complete with politicians, decorated floats, an enthusiastic Cal alumni band, antique cars, and a moment of inspiration from a big man wearing a green dress. The parade was led by the newest county supervisor, Kate Sears, the mayor, Herb Weiner, and the rest of the Sausalito City Council. Seeing the city council in that setting reminded me that I personally liked them all. It is just politically I have differences with a few of them. The city manager, Adam Pulitzer, and many department heads then passed by on the top of a fire department ladder truck. They appeared to be showing support for the Southern Marin Fire District and the proposed annexation of the Sausalito Fire Department by the fire district. Again, I personally like the city staff members, but remain unconvinced the annexation makes sense for the Sausalito property taxpayers. The evidence in support of the annexation strikes me as tortured numbers willing to confess to anything. One of the more amusing sights of the parade was a sign on the rear of the Seahorse Restaurant float. The sign was circular with a marijuana leaf in the background, with the words, "We like Herb too." An obvious play on Herb Weiner's 2010 campaign button, "We like Herb," and the slang reference to marijuana. Pretty clever there, you Seahorseans. A slightly bittersweet moment occurred as Radio Sausalito's own Jonathan Westerling drove by in the restored Jaguar sedan previously owned by the late Phil Frank. Jonathan has been meticulously completing a restoration begun by Mr. Frank. Those who knew Phil as a great cartoonist and a wholehearted supporter of Sausalito cheered at the sight of the car. A tip of the hat to the ladies with the pom-poms from Sausalito Village. They exhibited the highest level of enthusiasm and energy in the parade. Sausalito Village, in conjunction with its parent organization Marin Village, is dedicated to providing Sausalito residents with the varied resources they require to remain safe and confident in their own homes as they age. I got the biggest laugh from seeing the sewage pump-out truck in the parade. Please let me know if you have ever seen a similar vehicle in any parade before. The city employee driving the truck looked just a little bit chagrined to be behind the wheel, but kept up a game smile and waved to the crowd. Maybe they should have positioned the truck behind the dog park participants. Historically, well, at least as long as I can remember, the last person in the parade is a big man wearing a dress. This man is a neighbor of mine, and he has a great sense of humor. True to form, he came at the end of the parade clad in a lovely green dress and carrying what just might have been adult beverages in each hand. I called out to him as he passed, wanting to know if he was the Statue of Liberty. Since he and I trade jibes constantly, the last thing I was expecting in response was a very serious and passionate statement from him that this is the greatest country in the world and will remain the greatest country in the world. His words had an impact on me, but I was even more struck by his passion and his fervor. He continued on his way, but the experience remained with me and in no small way inspired me. I will end this show with a quasi-public announcement directed at you parents of young children. A recent Harvard University study has concluded that exposure to 4th of July festivities can be hazardous to your child's liberalism. I'm not making this up. The conservatives have apparently hijacked patriotism. As a result, liberals are lobbying President Obama to sign an executive order requiring all future 4th of July parades to begin with ACORN members carrying a banner warning parents to blindfold their children and cover their ears with noise-canceling headphones. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, And you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.